Monday the 16th of March, Kos Adar, Rabbi Osher Zelig Rubinstein, Are You Dancing Around the Egel Hazahov?
Basically we covered Achsanya. It's very heartening to come. Start the day the Torah way. As you saw from the title, Are You Dancing Around the Egel Hazahov? Sounds a bit, I should be dancing around the Egel Hazahov, how can I have Egel Hazahov? Well, let's talk a little bit about what angered the Kodesh Baruch Hu so much by the Egel Hazahov. We'll include Purim, what angered the Kodesh Baruch Hu so much that he was ready to destroy Klal Yisrael. Now, Purim and the Egel Hazahov have something very much in common, because in both of them was Lahashmid, Laharig, it's called Klal Yisrael. By the Egel Hazahov, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Vashmidim, I will destroy entire Klal Yisrael. By Purim, of course, came the Gzeira of Lahashmi, Laharig, Laharig, it's called Yisrael. So, obviously, there's something here that is very serious, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not interested in these people as his Jewish nation. Before we go into this, I would like to first discuss how the Kodesh Baruch Hu looks on sins, chatoim, and I would like to make people feel good. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is very, very understanding. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is very compassionate, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is very forgiving. Every chet that there is, especially chatoim that are very normal for people living in today's generation. Ki hu yoda yitzreinu, the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows our yitzhara. Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the world we're living in. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knows the surroundings we're in. As a matter of fact, when Moshe Rabbeinu accused the Kodesh Baruch Hu of leading the Jews to the Egel Hazahov, when he said, Di Zahav, and Moshe Rabbeinu had the audacity to say, Kesev is Zahav she'er beis lahem, all of the money and the gold that you gave them that led them. And Chazal say an awesome moshel to a father that takes his son and he gets him all spruced up and he gives him a lot of money and he brings him to a red light district. Mayasa ben velo yechta, and that's the world we're living in. Mayasa ben velo yechta, because Baruch is aware of our chatoyim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes understands that we're close to ones sometimes. This is the world we're living in. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel every chet. But why wasn't he ready to be Moichel the chet of Egel HaZahav? Or Purim until they realized their chet? And the answer is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Moichel a chet. There's one thing the Kodesh Baruch Hu has no patience for or no mechila for is when a person says, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. This is not a sin. This is part and parcel of Yiddishkeit. This is fine. This is all right. If a person does a chet and says, I have sinned, there's Mechilas Licha V'Kapara. A person takes a sin. A person takes what he wants to do. A person takes his Averis, his Midas Reis, and puts it into Yiddishkeit and says, this is part and parcel of Yiddishkeit, then there's no Mechila on that. The Chassam Sofer once said, somebody told the Chassam Sofer there was a certain Rav that was plagiarizing his works. And he would say over his own things, and he would say over the Chassam Sofer's Chidushim in his own name, as if it says Chidushim. The Chassam Sofer's Chidushim were amazing. And he would say in the midst of his own, Rebbe, do you know that Ploni, Rabbi Ploni, is saying over your Chidushim in his own name? Said the Chassam Sofer, that doesn't bother me, but I won't forgive him if he ever says over his chidushim in my name. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is the same way. You want to do a sin? I wouldn't say no problem. But you want to do a sin? Call it a sin. All right. Now, heavenly muchan mezuman lekayim es rotzon hasotin ha'taybas sheli lasayis avera gedoy lezu. And I'm going to ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu, whatever it is. Okay, there's mechila. Well, let's not say echtav achshu, let's go into that. But as long as you're aware that it's a sin, But to go and blame the Kodesh Baruch Hu and say, you know, this is what God had in mind, the Judaism, you know, this is all part of it. Eila lecha Yisrael, that's unforgivable. Especially when it comes to what you find in common between Nenu Mitzudosu Shel Achashverosh and the Egel HaZahav. The Egel HaZahav, it's interesting that almost more than the Egel itself, it says, Vayar Etzo Egel Vesamecholos. And they saw the Egel and the dancing. And it says by the Egel HaZahav, Vayashkimu Baboike Vayalu Oilos Vayagishu Shlomim Vayakumu Litzachek Vayomru Eila Lecho Yisrael. I just like to tell over something we heard from Rav Shlomo Shvadron, Yaakov Galinsky Shlita, on this pasuk. He says he was once sitting on a train with an old Zionist, a very, very bitter old man, an original Zionist from Israel, who says, you know, Kvod Harav, it bothers me no end. I came here and we worked in the mosquito swamps and the Yomisa Nefesh, and my son lives in Herzliya and my grandson is in Los Angeles. And I see you, by you people, I see a Zayde with that son and Einiklach going together, Baruch Hashem, on the same Derech. What is it? So Yaakov says it's a pasuk in the Chumash. It's a pasuk in the Chumash, yes. When you're dealing with Avodah Zarah, the Avodah Zarah start is three stages that Avodah Zarah goes. The Avodah Zarah starts off Vayalu Baboker Vayashki Baboker Vayalu Oilois. Oilois is everything for the ego. Everything for the ego. Nothing for myself. And then the enthusiasm wanes a little bit. Everything for the ego, half. You should slug it, half and half. And then who cares about the ego? By Yakumu the Tzachek, I just care about myself. You came here with Mesiros Nefesh. Give everything. Your son says, well, you know, half, I'll live in Herzliya, I don't have to be such a much Nefesh. And your grandson says, by Yakumu the Tzachek, Los Angeles is more my speed than anything over here. What the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants, and I'm going to try to get something very important here today. I think it's Kimat, the most important lesson in Yiddishkeit. The Kodesh Baruch Hu does not want a Jew to say, well, you know, I'm a Yid. I get up in the morning, I put on tefillin, I keep kosher, I wear a yarmulke, I keep Shabbos. I do this. I learn Torah. But when it comes to having a good time, that's different address. There's a different address for that. And that's what the Sultan would like very much to get across to us. The Sultan would like to say, you know, Yiddishkeit is all nice and good, but you need a little excitement, a little. And that's me. A little fun. And I'll teach you how to do it, said the Sultan. See, I'll tell you a few stories. I'll tell you a story. Now this story, I have to tell the story in American low-life slang, because otherwise it loses a bit of its story. There's this five-star glatt kosher hotel in the Catskill Mountains, and it's for millionaires only. Every Shabbos they have affairs, millionaires, 300 guests, when they were millionaires. And the caterer goes all out and all kind of, wow, what they serve. And of course they have to prepare, you know, 10 different kinds of fish and 20 different kinds of meats and kugels. And it's amazing. Now, what they throw out every Motzoi Shabbos could feed not just the poor of Golders Green and Hendon, even the rich of Golders Green and Hendon for a whole month. They throw out every Motzoi Shabbos. But don't worry, it doesn't get wasted. No, it doesn't get wasted. The cats in the area got whiff of what's thrown out every Motzoi Shabbos. And they gather from far and wide. It's Shal Shudas time. It gets started getting dark. Thousands of cats, they come. With their little ones. The mommy says, you're going to have a Malava Malka tonight like you never had. And they come all there and they gather and they wait until it's all thrown into the rubbish bin. And they're never disappointed. Every Motzoi Shabbos, they throw away, wow. And the cats jump. In those rubbish bins. And they don't just eat. they dance and they sing good. It's Malka Malka. Usually, Lord, that cats Malka Malka never saw cats Gan Eden in their life. They saw Gan Eden for cats. It's awesome. Their eyes are sparkling and gleaming. They're enjoying it and they're jumping up and down. You have these two low-life teenagers. It's a Saturday night and they're looking for kicks. And they're passing by and they see those cats in the garbage having such a good time. And they're lowlifes, and they're also not very intelligent. And one tells the other one, says, "Hey man, we're looking for kicks, ain't we?" He says, "Yeah, look at those cats in the garbage. They're having such a good time. Wow. Let's go jump in with them. We'll have a good time with them together." The other one is slightly more intelligent. And he says, "Hey man, those be cats. We be humans, man. What's kicks for cats? And kicks for humans, man." That story, the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, what's kicks for a guy is not kicks for a yid. You see, I made, Klal Yisrael is an all-encompassing way of life. Yiddishkeit has in it, not just kicks, Yiddishkeit has in it, oinek v'simcha on a madrega that the goyim can't have. They can't have it. There's no access to it. We'll come to the second story. There was a king, great king, and he had a great palace, and he had one son, a Ben Yochi. One son, a Ben Yochi. And he supplied him with everything there is in the world. Everything that makes a boy happy. And out of the window, this little boy sees, right outside the palace, there's a slum area. And the slum urchins are playing in the mud. And they're having a good time playing in the mud. And he wants to go and join them. So he says, "Daddy, can I go and play in the mud with them?" He said, "What do you mean? You're the prince. You can't go play in the mud. They're having such a good time. Look what you have over here inside the palace." But he's a young boy, and he has his return. So what does he do? When no one's looking, he sneaks out. He goes over to one of the servant boys who's his age. "Give me some jeans. Let me some jeans. You know." He borrows some jeans. He sneaks out the back door, and he goes out to the mud, and he's jumping into the mud with all of those urchins. He's having a good time. All of a sudden, they start playing a game, these urchins. "Whose father is better, you know, the game? My father is a fireman." He goes up the trucks and he does this now. The other one says, "My father's a policeman. He has a gun. He shoots bang, bang, bang." And the other one says, "My father is a pilot. He flies planes." So the son of the king, he couldn't hold himself back, and he says, "Hey, you guys, my father's the king." And they look at him. They don't know where he came from. He looks dressed like one of them. And they said, "You hear what the kid said? His father's the king. Where'd you escape from, kid?" "His father's the king." But he says, "No, but my father is the king. My father is the king right in that palace. I live in there. I'm the prince." So then one of the intelligent urchins says, "If you're the crown prince, we've heard what the crown prince has in that palace. If you're the crown prince, what are you doing down here in the mud with us who have nothing but mud?" And then the prince wakes up. He says, "You guys are right. I taste the mud. So what it is, it's better back there. I'm going back. I'm the crown prince. I don't need the mud." We are B'nei B'chayri Yisrael. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us never to forget we are his May. We are his children. B'nei B'chayri Yisrael, and in his palace he has supplied us with all of the sources of Oineg V'simcha that only we, the crown princes, have. And when one of his children goes down to play in the mud, it bothers him no end. This is for them. They don't have anything else. They're not in the palace. They're not my children. Even if you have to go, you think it's the right thing for a civilian to go, for a citizen to go. How could you be nana? This is the mud of the goyim who don't have what you have. How could you dance around the Egel Azov and Yekubu Litzachek? There's no Kedusha there. That's what bothers the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I'll tell you a few stories. My own life. And just think of this. There's a father who wants the best for his son. Not the best for his son. He's very rich. One Ben Yochid. He knows how to drive, and the father says, I'm just kidding. He goes, and he brings for his son a Rolls Royce. Get your license. Here is your Rolls Royce. The boy walks out. He looks at it. He doesn't know what a Rolls Royce is. He looks at it. Daddy, that's old fashioned. I had a friend down there, over there. Fiat came out with one of these little sleek little cars, really nice. Think I can trade this in for one of those little Fiats? His father says, trade this in for a little Fiat. You can buy 20 Fiats for the price of this car. This is a Rolls Royce. I said, Dad, I don't want it, Daddy. So the father feels bad. His son doesn't have any taste. Machnis Orchim has an oreach, goes out and buys the best cut of steak, and his wife prepares it par excellence. This is the steak, this is amazing. It will win first prize in the chef's contest. And he comes in there, and they serve him the steak. You don't have any hot dogs with mustard, maybe? Hot dogs with mustard. How about a l'chaim? The host went out and bought Johnny Walker Blue Label. Elachayim, especially if you're Blue Label. Do you have any chocolate liquor? You pity the guy. First of all, you feel bad, but you pity the guy. I'm offering you Johnny Walker Blue Label. You want some chocolate liquor? I'm offering you a steak. You want some hot dogs with mustard? I'm offering you a Rolls Royce and you want to... Because Brooker gave us what only we have and nobody else has. We were going, we looked for something else that those don't have Rolls Royces or steaks or Blue Labels. They have no choice, but we have a choice. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us not just to get our servitude from Yiddishkeit, he wants us to get our oneg, our simcha, our excitement, our thrills from Yiddishkeit, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it to us all. It's all there. And now, come. Even though I don't think it ever happened, it might have happened. There's this person whose music is his whole business, his whole life. And he composed a symphony that the critics have said is the greatest music composed in modern times. He's not only a conductor, he's not only a composer, he's also a conductor. There's going to be a private performance of this most amazing symphony composed in modern times, private performance for royalty and his family only. And he has the Royal Philharmonic. We're all excited. He's going to conduct them. He prepared. And the critics are amazing. This is the greatest moment in music for the last 100 years. In the greatest hall in London. The Queen will be there. Royalty will be there. So he tells his son, my son, you have a box seat right in front. And the son says, Daddy, sorry, but that night there's a punk rock concert that I can't miss. My son, you don't understand what I'm telling you. But your father has been chosen as the composer of the century. This is a private performance. You have a box seat. Yeah, Daddy, but I don't go to that. The big night comes and he goes out and it's amazing. Everybody's there and the critics are all there. He knows that the critics are in the ovation, but he looks in the front seat. The box for his son. His son is not there. He knows where his son is, gyrating somewhere with some lowlife. And his tears are coming down. It's a great moment in his life, but his son is not there. His son is not there. Could you imagine at the same time of the joy of that composer-conductor, the pain that his son is not there? The Kodesh Baruch Hu composed a symphony in this world. And the whole world is part of this amazing symphony. Now the truth is that even a goy can have epith hashaychus. Even a goy. I don't remember too much poetry from my childhood, but there's one poem I remember from my childhood. Trees. You all know the famous poem. I think that I shall never see a poem lovely as a tree. For poems are made by fools like me. Only God can make a tree. The goy. The goy has the awareness to look at a tree. Now to this goy, poetry was everything. Poetry was the whole, this is his or her whole life. And they looked at a tree and they saw a poem that Hashem made. It's a goy. A goy also has access to this. But you know, in the symphony of this world, there's a private performance that a goy doesn't have access to. And you can't even buy into it. And that's the symphony of the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he has for B'nai B'chayr in Yisrael. And this symphony touches the neshama and gives the neshama excitement, passion, thrills, joy. That nothing after nothing can match. And the symphony is 24/7. We can see it all around us. We can sing along with it. And we just finished saying, Shiuloi Zamruloi, sing to him. And join with this amazing symphony that the Kodesh Baruch has a private performance only for his children. And those children that he created a world and gave us a Torah. And those children go into the mud. And those children, instead of the symphony, go to a punk rock concert. Think of two things. Think number one. Of the father with tears in his eyes that his son is not doing this, is going to something vulgar and cheap. And think of the son who's missing out. Think of the son who doesn't have the great joy. If you could measure joy from those gyrating at the punk rock concert and those at this great symphony orchestra, and the joy is a much higher realm. I'll never forget when I was a child, I was a youngster, not a child, a youngster, teenager. My sister is older than me. She was into classical music, and I was into rock music. And she would hear me listening to the radio, to the rock music. I said, how can you listen to that trash? Listen to this, Tchaikovsky and Mozart. I said, that's a bunch of screechy violins. There's nothing to it. Until in high school I learned music appreciation. I said, you know what? Tchaikovsky is better than rock. It is. You have to know how to appreciate it. And that's called appreciating the Kodesh Baruch Hu symphony. And you have to work on it. It's not cheap. What comes instant and cheap is cheap and vulgar. What's beautiful is not, it has a price tag to it. You get what you pay for. There's something in Chovos Havavos called Shara Bechina. Becoming aware of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world and the beauty of it. And learning how to sing along with the symphony of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is so beautiful. And it's all over the place. And then Tefillah becomes a symphony. Singing along in that symphony. And Tefillah gives you excitement. And passion, joy. Learning Torah becomes passion and joy. The Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to know where you get your kicks from. That's what the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. My children don't have to go to the mud. My children are not nene misuda sachashverosh. My children don't dance around the Egel Azov and say, Eilo lecha Yisrael. This is our God that lets us come and go and have a good time. Because I prepared for you what only the prince, the son of the Melech has and nobody else. So where does it put us? I'll tell you. We're all normal. We're humans. And we could sin. Sins of the flesh. Of all kinds. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is compassionate and forgiving. But call it a sin. When you do something wrong, call it a sin. Now, I'd like to introduce you to yourself. You have inside of you an animal and a goy. The animal must be dealt with properly, must be fed and be filled good with Hillel. When he went to help to do things for his animal, he says, I'm doing a gemilas chesed la'aluf tadar, has to be worked with. But the goy doesn't have to be fed. The goy. But let's face it, we have inside of us a little goy. And the little goy has the same taste as the goyim around us. Elamai, we're also a yid. But under it all, we have a neshama. And the neshama under it all is capable of greater passion, joy, excitement than any goy can get. And you have to learn appreciation of what a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to get our joy, our thrills from within the palace, not in the mud from outside. So what I would suggest the following. Number one, go through your whole life. What do you do? What do you have in the house? What do you do with everything? And start tagging and labeling things properly. This is Yiddishkeit. This is Torah, this is mitzvahs, this is goy. This is not a pitch for tshuva, it's not yet elo. This is a pitch for reality, to knowing what everything is. This is the time of Egel Atzov. Now, Pora Aduma is a kapara on the Egel. What is Pora Aduma? Says Rav Dessler. You take the Pora, the Sorach Oiso that Einov, and you turn it into ashes. Which means you look at the source of all of the chet, of all of the red lights, everything in your life that caused you to sin, and see how emptiness it is. It is nothing there. When you take a look at it, what's in there? Nothing. What's in the thrills of a good tefillah? What's in the thrills of stock of a chesed? What's in the thrills of Torah? Netzach, mayim, chayim. So observe, that's what Parah Adula means. Take a look and see, this is nothing. This is the goy, this is the mud. It has nothing to it. And start developing a taste. Appreciation of God's world. Appreciation, music appreciation, the symphony of the Kodesh Baruch. And start learning to appreciate. It's not easy, but nothing worthwhile comes easy. First of all, take off whatever is goyish and say Ribbono Shel Olam, yes, this is my weakness, this is goy. It's not part of Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit has in it much better than this. I haven't yet developed a good enough taste and appreciation. I would like to develop it. I would like to appreciate it. I would like to teach my children that this is where we get our thrills, our joy, our pleasure, all within the palace. It's a much higher level. With that, we will have a much higher degree of pleasure and joy than from the goy's garbage or the goy's mud, and our father will be happy. We're in our seat. We haven't got out of our seat when the Kodesh Baruch Hu plays his symphony. We're right there. He won't cry that we're out in the cat's garbage or in the mud of the goy. We'll make him happy. I will be happier. And when this is done on a high enough level, and enough of us do it, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, my children, Yismach Tzadikim B'Hashem, my children are enjoying my symphony. I think it's time to finish with all of the smoke screen and get rid of whatever's going on here, and let me come back and let me dance with my children, like it says when the Kodesh Baruch Hu comes back from the Shiach Tzidkenu, he's going to make a great mocho letzadikim, a great dance. Instead of the dance around the Egel HaZahav, wouldn't you rather dance with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, David HaMelech, and Mashiach Tidkenu.
Amen. 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 Amen.